我们来看出埃及记二十章。
Let us turn to Exodus 20.
请看出埃及记二十章啊，二十章我们请看第五节。
Exodus chapter 20 verse 5.
出埃及记二十章，请看第五节。
Let us read Exodus chapter 20 verse 5.
好，那么这段经文在下半节啊，圣经这么记载。
And the Bible it records.
我们天上的神说：“恨我的，我必追讨他的罪，自父及子，直到三世代。”
That God will visit the iniquity of the fathers on the children to the third and fourth generation of those who hate Him.
好，那么像这样子的话，在旧约的圣经哈，我们可以看到我们的神是不断的一再重复的交代。
And these kinds of teachings are repeated in the Old Testament Bible.
好，比如说在出埃及记三十四章的第七节。
For example, in Exodus 34 verse 7.
好，那么或者是在民数记啊十四章的十八节。
Or in Numbers chapter 14 verse 18.
好，我们都可以看到说，当我们的神啊，他判定这个是有罪的行为之后，我们的神说：“我绝对不会把有罪的当作没有罪的。”
We can see that when God has determined something to be a sin, then He will not count it as not sin.
那么甚至神在追讨这个罪的时候，圣经记载说，不是只有追讨你个人的罪。
And the Bible also records that it won't be just your own sin.
圣经说，我一定要从父到子啊，而且要追讨三世代啊。
Rather, here it mentions how the iniquity of the fathers will be on the children for 3 to 4 generations.
好，那这个礼拜啊，我要跟大家以这个啊，我黑板上啊所写的哈，这个终极系列哈，终极祸端哈，那么来跟大家从圣经里面啊，那么一起来做真理的分享。
This week I'll be talking about the topic, the ultimate disaster, and sharing from the truth of the Bible with everybody.
好。我们从另外一个角度来看啊，这样子的一个主题。
When we look at this theme from a different perspective,
我们这本圣经有提到我们的神有命定一些族群可能你这一代不能够进入耶和华神的会幕里面。
That our God has made some commandments about how a certain generation would not be able to enter into the tabernacle of God.
好，比如说啊，我们请电脑座位就好哈。比如说在《生命记》二十三章的第一节。
For example, in Deuteronomy 23 verse 1.
好，你可以看到我们的神说：“哎呀，这个哈肾脏哈，这个外部肾脏已经受伤的。”
So those who have been those who have been hurt outside.
那么或者是说啊，已经被阉割的哈。
Or whose male organ is cut off.
那这种人呢，我们的神说，你不要进来啊，这个我的会里面。
Our Lord said he could not enter into His assembly.
那什么叫做不可进入神的会呢
？So what does it mean to not be able to enter into the assembly of the Lord?
就是这个神的会哈。那么他的解释就是说，从蒙受神的拯救。
Those who have been saved by God.
好，那么一直到进入到神他恩典的丰盛里面。
Into the abundant grace of God.
好，那么这个叫做神的会。
This is the assembly of the Lord.
那换句话说，这样子的人呢，他没有办法蒙受神给他的救恩呢。
In other words, this person will not be able to receive salvation from God.
那么当然相对的，没有救恩，他就没有办法进入在这个救恩的这个丰盛里面了哈。去得到心灵里面的滋润。
If somebody cannot have salvation, they cannot be nourished in their soul.
那这个是这一代人啊，这个外圣受伤的、被阉割的啊，这一种人不可以进入。
So those whose testicles are crushed or whose male organ is cut off shall not enter the assembly of the Lord.
那有一种人我们的神说这个第三代才可以进入神的会里面。
There's another type of people whose third generation can enter into the assembly of the Lord.
我们根据的经文是《生命记》二十三章的第七节到第八节。
Deuteronomy chapter 23 verse 7 to 8.
讲到的是以东人就是以扫的后代子孙。
The Edomites who are the descendants of Esau.
那么另外一种人叫做埃及人。
The third are the Egyptians.
我们的神在第七节跟第八节这么说了。
And verse 7 and verse 8, our God said.
他说这两种人曾经对以色列百姓都有过怨言，或者曾经有给过以色列百姓恩典。
that both of these people had once hated the Israelites, but also given them grace.
好像说以东人，以东人是里面的兄弟呀。
Edomites are their brothers.
哦，那这个埃及人呢？你们曾经在埃及聚居过，享受过他们物质上的好处啊。
And the people once lived in Egypt and enjoyed the things there.
所以我们的神就许了特例啦，说他们的第三代的子孙就能够进入耶和华神的救恩里面了。
Therefore, our God made an exception and said that their children may enter in the third generation into the assembly of the Lord.
好，好。那么还有一种人哈，是十代到了第十代都不可以进入耶和华神的会里面。
There is another group of people who cannot enter even until the tenth generation.
那意思就是说，到了第十一代哦，就能够进入耶和华神的会里面了。
This means from the 11th generation onwards, they can enter into the assembly of the Lord.
我们的根据是《申命记》二十三章第二节。
Deuteronomy chapter 23 verse 2.
叫做私生子。
It is.
会啊。
Anyone born of a forbidden union.
这个非法婚姻所产生出来的后代子孙。
So the descendants born of a forbidden union.
那当然对这个私生子来讲，我们会觉得说，哎，他是冤枉的，他也不知道说他的爸爸妈妈做了这种事情，然后莫名其妙我就来到这个世界，怎么这个祸患会在我的身上呢？
We may feel that the child is innocent and they don't know of such a thing that their parents did.
我们的神所看重的是罪恶本身。
What our God cares about is sin itself.
这一个人是在父母亲的罪恶当中产生出来的。
This person was created because of the sin of the parents.
所以我们的神就在这样子的罪恶之下所产生的后代，我们的神说到了十代都不准进入我的会。
So our God said that the descendants that were born from this union will not be able to enter into his assembly until after the 10th generation.
那还有一种是永远都不可以进入这个神的会。
And the other is one that may never enter into the assembly of the Lord.
我们的根据是《申命记》二十三章的第三节。
Deuteronomy chapter 23 verse 3.
讲到摩押人跟亚门人。
The Ammonites or Moabites.
不过这里小弟要做一个说明，你去看他的原文，他是用阳性的摩押人跟亚门人。阳性，男性。
Okay, so this is the masculine form.
所以你看说，哎，路德记的路德不是摩押的女子吗？也是进入到耶和华神的救恩里面呢、啊。哦，那《申命记》二十三章的第三节这里提的摩押或者亚门，它的原文是男性啊，哈，阴啊也阳性。
You may say that Ruth was also a Moabite, but she was able to enter into the assembly of the Lord. But here, the Moabite and Ammonite mentioned are masculine.
那他们这种人，我们的神说 这两种人他永远都不可能进入我的救恩里面。
Our God said that these kinds of people will never be able to enter into his salvation.
所以我们晓得在我们这本旧约圣经神的命神的这个给我们的这个经文的这个记载当中
In the Old Testament text.
我们会发现 这个救恩不是每个人都可以得到的。
We find that salvation is not something that is for everybody.
可能有它的一些条件性的限制。
There are some limitations.
那么像我们刚开始所提到的，如果有罪，可能我们的神说从父到子，我要追讨你到三世代哦。
At the beginning, we talked about how if someone has sinned, then God will chase after this until the third or fourth generation.
那我在我个人的这个个人的这个经历当中，我现在要把它跟这个终极这两个字连接在一起哈。
So I would like to make a conclusion.
我们台湾不要讲台湾哈，就是说在我们这个电影的这个人类电影的历史上
，in the history of movies.
我们有一些影片它进入到台湾的这个电影市场之后，我们会把它翻译成中文的电影名称。
There are some films that enter into Taiwan and are translated into Chinese.
那有一段时间，终极这两个字在电影在台湾的电影的这个名称上非常流行啊。在台湾的电影的这个命名上，中文的名称上它非常流行，因为都冠上终极这两个字。
什么是终极
啊？你把终极打一下好吗？那个不是叫什么 ultimate， 不是什么 ultimate， 终极啊。
Okay, so the word ultimate was often used in the names of movies.
比如说哈，我们有一部电影在台湾叫《终极警探》，那它的英文的名称哈叫做《Die Hard》。我不晓得大家有没有印象哈，年轻人可能比较有印象啊哈。
So there is a movie that is called Die Hard.
那在台湾，奇怪 ，Die Hard， 我的了解就是说哈。死得很难过啊，很困难的死啊，是不是
？So it sounds like you're having a very difficult death.
哦，那这怎么会到台湾变成叫做终极警探？这个是怎么去翻译的啊
？But in the Chinese text, it means ultimate detective.
哦啊，比如说这个什么终极战士
，or ultimate warrior.
哦，那么或者叫什么终极追杀令？哦，那个我要去杀一个人，发出通缉令哈啊，叫做追杀令啊啊，他前面又加一个终极追杀令，我追你要把你杀掉的一个命令。
So the ultimate decree to kill somebody.
我就想说奇怪，怎么台湾的电影界什么时候终极这两个字这么流行啊
？So there was a time when the word ultimate was very trendy in Taiwan.
所以我就去查字典啦，哈，到底这个现代的人的思想观念里面，哈，这个终极到底它代表的是一个什么样的意思呢
？So I did some research to see what the word ultimate meant to people nowadays.
那么老祖先所留给我们的定义，哈，对终极这两个字的定义。
The definition that was left for us about ultimate.
那么就是说，哈，近期最激烈的程度
is the most extreme stage.
比如说以终极警探这个名称，我们去跟他做思考。
If we are talking about the ultimate detective,
他说干警察，干到像这样子的警察哈，没有比这个警察哈更可怜呐，更卖命的啦，更困难的啦，就是他啦，他就是所有困难卖命不要命，然后哈落魄潦倒啊，那么他。没有警察会像这样子的，叫终极警探呢。
So an ultimate policeman will be a policeman that hasn't had to suffer anything greater than any that has to suffer more than anybody else.
那如果我们去看过这个影片，大概我们会有感受说，哇，这个警察真的干得真的很可怜哈、哦。这警察做到这种程度哈、哦，真的是卖命啊，不要命啊。
So if you watch the film, then you will really see that the police has to endure a lot of difficulties.
那我今天用终极这两个字，我转嫁到我的讲题叫终极祸端。
And tonight, I'd like to use the word ultimate and say the ultimate disaster.
我们的神说，如果一个人犯错，我追讨他的罪，有罪的我绝对不会当成无罪的，我追讨他的罪。
Our God said that if somebody has sinned, then he will definitely deal with it.
那我追讨呢，是从父到子，一直到三世代哦。
From the father to the son to the third and fourth generation.
可能不是他后代子孙不好，好像私生子。这个对我，如果是私生子，这个我是无辜的嘛，对不对？我怎么会知道说我来这个世界会有私生子这样子的一个称呼呢？我是无辜的啊。
Perhaps the descendants that are born are not in the wrong; they are innocent, just like the child born of a forbidden union.
但是因为我们的一项错误哦，我们一项被我们所做的一件事被神认定是有罪的。
But because of a mistake that we have done, something that we have done that God determines as sin.
那结果这个罪的惩罚就祸及到后代的子孙了，不是我犯罪吗？
Then the punishment of this will go to the later generation.
那我觉得这个都是在人类世界里面很悲惨的事了哈。
I believe this is tragic in the human world.
我们也会做后代子孙的，我们也会深深觉得说，哈，我实在真的是无妄之灾呀，很无辜啊。
And we may feel that it is very unfair.
那我们在生活的成语当中也常常这样讲哈。
Often we may say.
说一颗哈，一个锅子里面只要有一颗老鼠的哈，这个老鼠屎啊，那这一个桌怎么样？这一锅的粥就不能吃了哈，坏的一锅粥啊。
As long as there's one
粥啊，哈，对不起啊，哈。
One rat dropping inside a bowl of rice, then the whole bowl is ruined.
不是一整锅的这个粥都不好啊，就这么一颗老鼠屎，你看这一锅全部都丢掉了，不要了。
So because of that one dropping, then the entire bowl of porridge will be thrown out.
所以我们现在从圣经里面哈来看一看哈，圣经所记载的哈，因为我一个人所犯的过错。
So in the Bible, let us look at the wrong done by one person.
然后导致到我的后代祖孙哈，哎，可能是世世代代祖孙都落入在这个罪的刑罚里面。
And how this led to the descendants being punished for this.
那当然，我要事先声明的啦哈。
And first, I need to say.
哎，我们在现在的新约时代哈，啊，我们的神已经没有所谓的这个连坐罚哦，这样子的一个惩罚存在了哈。
That this kind of punishment is no longer in existence.
因为在以西结书的第十八章。
Because in Ezekiel 18,
我们的神他就已经重新订立了一个新的一个圣经的原则。
Our God has created a new principle for the Bible.
就是说，如果爸爸做错哈，哎，就是说，爸爸吃的酸葡萄，他儿子的牙本来是酸倒了，叫连坐罚。那现在我们的神说，儿子的牙不会再酸倒的。
So before it says that if the father eats of the sour grape, then the son will also feel the sourness, but it will no longer be like this.
所以如果父亲做得不好，我们的神说我就惩罚父亲，他的儿子我不会惩罚他呢。
If the father were to do something wrong, then the punishment will be on the father and not on the son.
在以西结书十八章的第二节。
Ezekiel chapter 18 verse 2.
说这个俗语从今以后在以色列地不会再适用了。
So this proverb will no longer be used in the land of Israel.
好，那么从这个十一第十节我们就可以看到如果父亲是好的，儿子是不好的，我们的神说我就处罚做儿子的。
And from verse 10 onwards, we can see that if the son is wrong, then the son will be punished.
好，那到了十四节，我们的神说，如果孩子是好的，父亲是不好的，那我就处罚这个当父亲的。
And verse 14 says that if the father is in the wrong and the son is good, then only the father will be punished.
但是我想，我现在要跟大家分享的这些所谓终极祸端，这一个人的过错影响到后代子孙，毕竟是我们这本圣经，我们的神曾经记录过的。
But I am sharing about the ultimate disaster and how the punishment from one generation led on to the other generations.
所以我们也借这个机会
in the Bible.
我们也借这个机会，我们提出来跟大家分享。
We use this opportunity to share.
我们的神曾经有一段时期对这样子的罪恶，他觉得非常的痛恨。
How for a period of time our God truly hated this kind of sin.
那在我们今天的这个新约时代基督徒的生活当中，我们也能够去谨慎避免进入这样子的罪恶里面。
And in the New Testament times, as Christians, we also need to be careful not to enter into this type of sin.
好，那么第一个我要谈到的这个犯罪的例子就是亚当，我们的先祖亚当。
The first example is our ancestor Adam.
我们先来看一下这个罗马书第五章的十二节。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 5 verse 12.
在罗马书第五章的十二节这么记载。
Romans chapter 5 verse 12.
他说罪是由一个人而来的啦，不是大家都犯罪啦。
Sin came into the world through one man, not everybody sinned.
所以这个罪是因为这一个人而来，这个罪就开始进入了这个世界。
Sin came through this one man and entered into the world.
那我们的神他命定说，如果你犯了罪，那你要付出的惩罚就是死亡。
Our God said that the penalty of sin is death.
所以今天在我们人类的世界里面，我们看到我们人生最后的终结就是进入死亡里面。
We can see that the ending of mankind is death.
那就是证明大家都落入在罪的权势之下。
This is proof that everybody is under the dominion of sin.
那这个人是谁呢？
Who was this person?
谁把罪带入了这个世界呢？
Who brought sin into the world?
那我们读圣经创世纪的第二章，我们就了解原来这个人叫做亚当。
If we read Genesis chapter 2, we can see that this person is called Adam.
因为亚当不遵守神告诉他的话。
Because Adam disobeyed what God commanded.
我们的神又很清楚地告诉他说，如果你违背的话，你必定死。
Our God clearly told him that if you were to go against it, then you will surely die.
那因为我们的祖先亚当，他一个人犯了罪。
because of the sin of our ancestor Adam.
那结果呢？结果就把这个罪引入到那么人的生活世界里面。
Sin was brought into the life of humans.
所以我们在座的每一个人哈，我们人生所到终结就进入死亡里面。
That's why each of us here will ultimately face
death. 所有的世人都一样。
It is the same for everyone in the world.
那是因为我们必须要为了罪来付出罪的惩罚的代价。
We need to take on the penalty, the punishment for sin.
那我们觉得说哈。也不是我犯罪，怎么我自己本身都有数呢
？We may say that we were not the ones that sinned. Why do I have a part with this?
实在是非常的愤恨跟不公平啊
！It is very unjust and unfair.
但是没有办法，因为神的命定就是这样。
But that is the commandment of God.
所以我觉得这个亚当被约哈，我们来看这一句话出现在哪里。
Let us read a verse.
这个亚当悖约哈，真的是终极祸端呢。
About how Adam went against the covenant, and this was a true ultimate disaster.
好，我们来看何西阿书第六章。
Let's turn to Hosea chapter 6.
何西阿书第六章第七节。
Hosea chapter 6 verse 7.
我们的神透过先知在责备以色列百姓。
Our God was rebuking the Israelites through the prophets.
他说：“这是以色列百姓在我给他们居住的这个环境里面，他们好像亚当悖约了。”
In the environment that God had given him, the people were acting like Adam who had transgressed the covenant.
那我就去看这个亚当悖约到底他原文字义是用什么样的语词去做形容。
I went to look at the original text for how they described Adam transgressing the covenant.
这个悖的意思，它的原文字义是这样子哈。
The original text for transgress.
叫违反、废除掉。
Was to go against or to eradicate.
这是第一个原文字义的解释。我违反，然后我要把它废除掉。
So you go against something and you remove it.
那第二个就是说，我要跨越，然后我要远远的离开。
And the other meaning is to go over it and to depart.
那这个叫做悖了哈。亚当他怎么样？他违反废掉了神的约。
So Adam went against and got rid of the covenant of God.
那亚当呢？亚当他跨越而离开的神告诉他的话。
Adam went beyond the words that God had given him.
那这个约我去看他的原文的字义哈。
When I look at the original meaning for covenant,
如果这个约它是用在神与人之间的话
，When the word covenant is used between man and God,
在人与人之间，它讲的是一种信用的程度，就是这个约如果用在人与人之间的这个用法上。
But if the word is used between man and man, then it is about trustworthiness.
如果是用在神与人之间这样子的一个角度上。
When used between God and man,
那么它的解释就是说，是一种结盟性的契约。
Then it is a covenant.
那换句话说，我们的神在跟亚当协商的时候，然后订的这个契约是透过亚当的同意的了。
That was mutually agreed on.
不是神单向就是强制要求，不是这样。
So this covenant would have been mutually agreed on between God and Adam.
是我们的神是透过协商，然后跟亚当之间取得的这样子的一个约定。
It would have been a covenant that was mutually agreed on through negotiation.
那我们现在回到创世纪的第二章。
Let us turn to Genesis chapter 2.
创世纪的第二章里面，我们可以看到在第二章的这个十六节跟十七节里面。
Genesis chapter 2 verse 16 and 17.
那我们就可以看到在神创造天地之初的时候那么我们的神跟亚当之间有过这样子的一个约定有过这样子的一个契约
When God first created the heavens and the earth we can see that he had this covenant with Adam
那么告诉他伊甸园里面各样树上的果子都是你都是可以吃的
Which told him that he could eat of any tree in the garden
那么只有分别善恶的果子你不可以吃
He only could not eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil
那你吃的日子我们的神说他就下了一个刑罚这个契约的最后不遵守就必定死
And in the covenant it says that for in the day you eat of it you shall surely die
那你看我们这个何西阿书的这个第六章的第七节
When we look at Hosea chapter 6 verse 7
你可以看到圣经记载我们的神告诉以色列百姓说你们就跟你们的祖先亚当一样叫悖约了
They are telling them, the Israelite people, that they are like Adam who had transgressed the covenant.
哦，废去了哦，我跟你们之间的一个约定啊，废去了我口中的话。
They had abolished this covenant between them and God. They had taken away the words of God.
那废弃了我口中的话，里面所呈现出来的是什么呢？
And what was the effect of them abolishing God's word?
何西阿书六章七节说，哈，你们开始就会有什么行事诡诈。
Here it says that they dealt faithlessly with him.
那什么叫做诡诈？
What does it mean to be faithless?
诡诈的意思就是说待人处事不忠实的一种。背信诈欺的行为。
So you are no longer faithful or trustworthy in dealing with people.
那换句话说，因为违背了神的话。
Because of them transgressing God's word.
这个罪进入到我们人类的世界，进入到我们的心境里面之后。
Sin entered into the world and entered into our hearts.
那我们活在这个世界，我们人与人之间就没有什么信用可言了。
And because of this, there is no longer any faithfulness between us.
常常会有背弃信用，常常会有诈欺的事件，在我们人类的事件不断的一直产生出来。
So often there will be, people who will, trick other people.
那你看，我们自从有人类以来到现在，那我们的世界不都充满这样子的诈欺吗
？Taking advantage of others and scamming them.
人与人之间再也不可信了。
So there is no longer any trustworthiness between people.
那人与人之间到处都充满了这个欺骗的术啊，我们这个中文叫诈骗，这个什么诈骗集团太多的了
哈。There is trickery and there is scamming.
本来这个是诈欺店的专用名词，对不对？诈欺店叫诈骗集团啊哈，诈是那个爆炸的诈哈。那现在这个炸火字旁改成言字旁啊，就专门欺骗人的啦，叫诈骗集团啊。
There are people that trick other people.
好，所以我们发现，这个亚当他违背了神的话，那么所带给我们的是什么？是一种终极祸端，因为我们都因为亚当的缘故进入到罪的辖制里面。
So Adam going against God's covenant is an ultimate disaster for us because we have all entered into sin.
那现在我要再更进一步往前推。
Next step。
更进一步往前推，为什么亚当他会背约呢
？Why did Adam go against the covenant？
我们现在回到创世纪的第二章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter two。
创世纪第二章，我们可以看到我们的神跟亚当在订这样子的一个结盟性的契约的时候。
Here we can see that when God and Adam were making their mutual covenant.
在创世纪二章的十六节。
In Genesis chapter 2 verse 16.
我们可以看到我们的神，是尊重人类给人类自由。
We can see that our God respects humans and gives them freedom.
这个人之所以尊贵，是因为我们的神给我们自由。
Humans are honorable because God has given us freedom.
我们不是机器人，说一个指令一个动作。
We are not robots that follow a command.
所以我们在人类的世界，我们也会听到像这样子的一句话。
So we also hear the saying.
说这个生命诚可贵。
That life is precious.
爱情价值，爱情价更高。
And the value of love is even greater.
那若为自由故，那如果是因为自由的缘故，两者皆可抛。
And if it is for the sake of freedom, then we can get rid of both of them.
如果在我们生存的空间里面，生存的环境里面，我们是不自由的。
If we do not have freedom in our environment,
生存在一个铁幕的国家里面。
If we live in a controlled environment,
不讲人权，不讲给你自由。
Without human rights and freedom,
那在这样子的一个环境当中，生命没有什么可留恋的啦。
Then there is nothing precious in life anymore.
那在这样子的一个环境当中，说爱情啊，爱情也没有什么价值性啊。
In this environment, there is no value in love.
没有办法自由去选择我所想要的。
You cannot freely choose what you want.
所以在人类的世界里面，自由是被标榜在一个非常高的价值的一个 level 上面。
In the human world, freedom is of utmost value.
那这个就是人的尊贵性啊。
That is the honor of humans.
所以今天我们的这个生活里面，我们都知道，我们是有自由的，我们有自由思考的能力。
We know that we have freedom and we have freedom to think.
当一件事情我们去碰到的时候，在这个事情上面我们可以有360度的思考的广阔度存在。
When we meet with a certain matter, we have free rein to think about this matter.
那透过我们的思考之后，我们能够做出我自由的选择的方向。
After thinking, we can have freedom of choice of how we act.
譬如说了，
For example.
奇怪，嘉轩今天一直看我，而且那个眼神都很怪啊。
So if Jocelyn keeps looking at me today and looks at me weirdly,
那我看到的时候，我就看奇怪，到底我是对他怎么样？他今天怎么这样对待我呢
？So I may wonder, what did I do to her for her to treat me this way?
走过我旁边哈，瞪我一下哈，还踢我的屁股，踹我一脚。奇怪，我是对他什么的
？And when she walked past me, she glared at me and kicked me. What did I do to her?
我们就会思考啊，我曾经讲话得罪过他吗？
Then I will think about whether I had offended her in the past from what I said.
有过什么不雅的动作吗
？Or did I do something unseemly towards
her? 等等哈，不然她今天怎么会这样对待我呢
？Why would she treat me this way?
好，那当我经过了这些思考之后哈，那我现在要处理这个问题了哈。
After considering all of these, then I have to deal with the problem.
你踢我一脚啊，我可以踢你一脚啊，谁怕谁
？So you have kicked me, so I can kick you back. I have no fear.
你瞪我一眼跟我哼啊我可以瞪你一眼说我可以哼回去啊
So you have glared at me, so I can glare at you back.
那当然我也可以好好找他说嘿啊嘉轩我跟你沟通一下可以吗柔性的做法嘛齁。
I can also use a softer approach and ask to have a chat.
那也许齁我就把这个人拒绝在我的这个交际的范围之内齁这个拒绝往来户啊这个是什么不好的客户啊算了啦。
Put her outside of my social circle and no longer want to interact.
我想我们有很多处理的管道、思考的路线，到底我们怎么去处理这个问题？哈，这个叫自由。
There are different ways for us to think and different ways for us to act. This is freedom.
那因为我们有自由，所以你会发现，我们人类在运用自由去做思考的时候，会产生一些不同我们个人的看法。
Since we have freedom, then we also end up having different opinions.
我们来看一下《创世纪》第三章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 3.
第三章我们看第三节。
Verse 3.
第三节我们就可以看到，当魔鬼他在引诱我们的祖先的时候。
We can see when the devil was tempting our ancestor.
魔鬼他总是抛疑问句的，抛一个问题给你然后让你去思考啊。
The devil
运用你的自由思考能力，你去思考嘛。
Throw a question so that you have freedom to think about it.
所以这个魔鬼他对这个我们的始祖说神真的有说不许你们吃园中所有树上的果子吗？好，疑问句疑问题就丢出去了，你自己好好思考哦。
So the devil asked whether it was true that they would surely die if they ate of the fruit of the tree.
那第三节，你看一看我们的祖先哈，我们的始祖他的回应。
What was the reply of our ancestor?
他说
，In verse three,
神曾说你们不可吃。
But God said you shall not eat.
有没有违背神的话？违背神跟他们的约定
？Did they go against?
善恶果不可以吃。
What God had commanded them that they should not eat of the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil.
我看到这里我觉得没有违背还是站在神的话语上面去忠实的做对应。
So up to here, it does not seem like they had gone against the covenant.
然后对不起这个神曾说你们不可吃再来继续说也不可摸。有没有说不可摸
？Then it says, neither shall you touch it. Did God say this?
你会发现，从二章的十六节跟十七节，你会发现我们的神没有说不可以摸啊。
From chapter 2, verse 16 and 17, we can say that God did not say they cannot touch it.
我们的神就说不可吃，就这样。
Now God only said to not eat it.
那现在我们的始祖在回应的时候，透过他的自由的思考之后，然后他产生一个主观的认定跟想法，就说：“也不可以摸。”
But after thinking about it freely, our ancestor added on that they should not touch it.
这个叫增加了神的话。
They have added on to God's word.
然后再来说，免得你们死。
Lest you die.
我们的神是这样说吗？
Is this what our God said?
我们的神是说必定死。
Our God said you shall surely die.
那现在亚当，我们的始祖，他们说，免得我们死亡，那叫做改变了神的话。
But they were changing God's word here, saying, "Lest you die."
好，透过一个人的思考之后，我们在一个事件当中，我们会有我们固定的思维，我们会有我们自己本身主观的一个认定。
After something happens, everybody will think about it and have our own conclusion.
好，那么在这样的一个自由思考的主观的认定之下，那我们就进入到这个罪恶里面了，违背了神的话。
After the thinking, we may enter into sin and go against God.
好，那这对我们今天的基督徒来讲，就是我们要小心防范的一个非常重要的重点。
This is something that Christians must be careful of today.
因为我跟很多我们教的弟兄姐妹，在交谈的过程当中，我们的弟兄姐妹常常对这个罪的观念，都会有主观的认定跟判断。
After conversing with brothers and sisters in the church, I have realized that brothers and sisters have their own subjective view of the definition of sin.
这个罪传道没有什么关系吧？
They might say, preacher, this kind of sin doesn't matter.
比如说我问他们说，讲谎话好吗？可以吗？
Ask them whether it's okay to lie.
讲谎话可以进入神的国吗？
Whether it's okay, whether you'll be able to enter into the kingdom of God if you are to lie.
我不晓得我们在座的弟兄姐妹，当你面临这样子的一个问题，你就思考的时候，你的观念是怎么样？
I'm not sure what your concept is when you consider this issue.
他说讲谎话没有关系吧？尤其是善意的谎言，这个是无伤大雅的事吗？
They may say that lies are not a big deal, especially if they are white lies.
那甚至他们也举一个例子说，其实我们的神也是告诉我们说，这个善意的谎言也是可以说啊。他们这样跟我讲啊。
Raise an example that white lies are encouraged by God.
那他们所举的例子是在哪里？是在撒母耳记上十六章啊。
And the example they will raise is in 1 Samuel 16.
我们的神告诉撒母耳说，我不要扫罗做王了。
Our God said to Samuel that he did not want Saul as king anymore.
你现在到伯利恒去高一个叫做大卫的人来做王。
Told him to go to Bethlehem to anoint David as king.
在这个耶西的家中，我已经有命定一个人要做王。
In the house of Jesse, he had already decided someone would be king.
那你看撒母耳记上十六章第二节撒母耳跟神怎么讲？我会没有命啊。
What does Samuel say in 1 Samuel chapter 16 verse 2, he said that he would have no life left.
因为我去做这个事情，如果扫罗王知道，我命就没有了。
He said that if Saul were to hear this, he would be killed.
那这个时候呢，我们的神就告诉这个我们的神就告诉撒母耳。
Then our God told Samuel.
我们用现在的讲法，就是说，你要那么笨，讲说我要去立耶西的一个儿子为王你要讲这个事啊，目的是这个，你不要讲啊。
So we might say now that how can you be so foolish to be so clear about your intentions to anoint the son of Jesse as king?
所以在十六章第二节的下半节哈，
In the second half,
你就说我要去耶西的家怎么样？我要带一只牛犊去我们去去那边向耶和华献祭。
Verse 2 it says to say that you have come to sacrifice the Lord.
那献完祭的时候，大家一起吃祭肉的时候，这个儿子来的我会告诉你我要立哪一个为王，你就高立他。
After making the sacrifice and they are eating of the sacrificial meat, then God will tell him who to anoint.
你看这个神也是告诉这个善意的谎言吗？为了保护这个撒母耳的生命你看这个也是讲谎话，神也是主导撒母耳讲谎话吗？
So one might say that God is telling Samuel to say a white lie to protect his life.
那传道你说讲谎言不能得救，我说我有圣经根据啊。
And preacher, how can you say that you cannot be saved if you lie?
在启示录二十一章的第八节。
In Revelation 21 verse 8.
你看这段经文它有八种罪不能够进入神的国度里面。
From this verse, we can see that there are eight kinds of sin that cannot if you commit, cannot come and go into the kingdom of God.
那最后讲的就是说一切说谎话的。
It says that all liars.
你去查你用什么工具书去查 这里面就是说谎话就是谎话，没有所谓的白谎黑谎，就是谎话，不事实，不事实，不是事实的话。
No matter what reference you may use, you will know that a lie is a lie, no matter if it's a black lie, a white lie or not.
所以我觉得我们教会的弟兄姐妹，很多人对讲谎话，而且这个讲谎话真的很容易从我们的嘴巴就讲述出来了，很容易去犯这样子的一种罪。
And this is a sin that we easily commit.
那神真的是教导我们可以讲谎话吗？
Did God truly teach us that we can lie?
我们的神是一个绝对成熟的神啊，他绝对不讲谎话。
Is an absolutely truthful God. He will not lie.
我们的神是告诉撒母耳处理事情的方法，借这个方法能够达到案例，能够高立耶西的儿子大卫为王，是走这样子的管道。你不是讲谎话，昧着良心要去做什么不好的事。
Now God is just teaching Samuel how to deal with the matter rather than go against his conscience and lie.
所以处理事情可以使用一个好的角度去达到我们所要达到的这样子的一个不违背真理的目标。
So there are positive methods for us to deal with matters that does not go against the truth.
那我要表达的是什么呢？
What am I trying to express?
我要表达的是说，我们今天因为我们拥有自由思考的能力。
What I'm trying to express is that because we have freedom of thought.
然后再加上在我们的生活当中我们不同的这个文化背景、不同的教育体系，然后呢，不同的生长环境会造成我们有一些个人的主观的意识、主观的思想。
When this is coupled with our individual educational, cultural, and personal backgrounds, then we will have our own subjective thoughts.
好像讲谎话，我觉得以我在台湾跟弟兄姐妹互相交谈的经验蛮多弟兄姐妹就是说，那讲谎话不能得救，传道，请问谁能得救？你有没有讲过谎话？我跟他讲说，有，我有讲过谎话因为我不是完全人。
So when brothers and sisters in Taiwan tell me, how can you not be saved if you have lied before? We all have lied. Have you not lied before? Preacher will reply saying, yes, I have.
他跟我讲说是啊，连你当传道都会讲谎话，那谁可以得救啊？
So then they say, yes, if you as a preacher have lied before, then who can be saved?
我们灵修要进入完全的程度了，我们的神说进入天国有一种进入天国的人他的特色就是说他的口中是查不出谎言的啦。
The characteristic of somebody that enter into heaven is someone who cannot be found to have lied.
那么这段经文是记录在这个启示录十四章的第五节。
This is in Revelation chapter 14, verse 5.
我们可以看这个得救的十四万数千人，他们灵修的一个特质。能够进入神的国度，就是说从他们的口中查不出谎言来，完全的。
In the process of spiritual cultivation, it can be found that the 144,000 who are saved cannot be found with any lie in their mouth.
那这个就是我们灵修要追求的一个方向，一个目标啊。
So this is the direction that we need to pursue as we spiritually cultivate.
但是我们不能够去做出违背这本圣经神的真理啊，说啊讲谎话啊没有关系啦，不要把它看得那么严重啊，
What we cannot do is say that lying is okay and we should not treat it seriously.
那甚至有一些弟兄姐妹他也会说对啦，这个是不好啦，可是没有办法呢。
Some brothers and sisters may say, yes, it is bad, but there's nothing we can do about it.
有些说这个是小事情啦不要去把它放大啦。
Others may say that this is something small, do not magnify it.
那我要强调的就是说不要在我们自由思考的主观认定当中，我们去做出了违背神真理的事实。
So what I'm saying is that do not use our freedom of thought to determine things that will end up going against the truth of God.
那换句话就是说什么是大罪，什么是小罪啊？什么我们可以眼睛闭起来不要用我们的主观认定，然后我们就去把它分类。讲谎话，有些人说没有关系啦，没有关系啦，没有办法避免啦，人怎么有办法避免？有些人说这个是小罪啦，对啦，不好啦，但是就是没有办法啦。
So let us not use our subjective points of view to determine whether a sin is greater or smaller or unavoidable.
那么我最后要做的一个结论就是说，大罪、小罪、无罪我们都要看圣经的神的话怎么告诉我们。
Whether it's small, great, or any or no sin, we need to look at the Bible and see what God says.
如果我们一个人对这本圣经审的话，我们没有办法谨守遵行。
If we are not able to keep the words of God in the Bible,
当我们违背了这本圣经审的话，我们的神在这本圣经告诉我们说，这个行为是大罪。
When we have gone against what God has determined in the Bible, then it is sin.
我们来请看撒母耳记上十二章。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 12.
撒母耳记上十二章，从十二节到十八节的这一段经文。
1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 12 to 18.
我们来看这个大罪的根据，十七节。
Verse 17.
十七节，我们的神最后说，你们求立王的事是在耶和华面前犯大罪的。好，神透过撒母耳先知宣告。
God has declared through prophet Samuel.
他们看到外族人有王来带领他们。
When they saw that
以下的经文，
Gentile nations had a king to lead them. From verse 12 onwards.
所以他们就说，哇，这个我们也需要一个王来带领我们啊。那撒母耳的意思就是说，那你们的意思就是说，不希望耶和华神来管理你们咯。
They wanted a king to lead them too. And from Samuel's perspective, they saw that they did not want God to reign over them anymore.
你们是属神的百姓，应当要服在神的真理里面啊。
They are people of God and should be under his truth.
那现在你们要立王，就是不要服在神的真理之下，我们要听这个王到底告诉我们什么，领导我们做什么事。
But now they wanted a king and wanted to listen to the king rather than the truth of God.
所以一个人啊，一个属神的百姓，如果没有办法服在神他真理的这个教导之下。
So if a person who belongs to God is not willing to be subdued by the truth.
他主要服在人的语言的系统里面。
And rather to dwell within the system of the language of man.
你看十七节，撒母耳他就这么说的。
Then in verse 17, Samuel said,
这个是在神面前，这个神认定是大罪啊，违背神的真理，不顺服神的真理，不愿意神来治理我们，那我们就是犯了大罪了。
That it is a great wickedness when one is unwilling to obey the truth of God.
所以现在不是收割麦子的季节吗？
Is this not the season for us to harvest wheat?
以色列人他们收割麦子的季节是每年的大概四月份到六月份。
So the Israelites would harvest wheat around April to June.
就是这段期间，是春雨已经降临完毕了，进入收割的季节了。
This is after the spring rain has come and they will be entering into harvest.
那如果在这个收割的季节，要降下倾盆大雨。
If a great rain were to come during the time of harvest.
那它会致使这些麦子，发芽。没有办法成为他们的食物。
The wheat will not be able to grow properly and become food for them.
影响他们的收成啊。
This would affect their harvest.
所以在箴言的二十六章第一节。
In Proverbs 26, verse 1.
我们圣经里面才提到说，这个收割的时候如果下雨，电脑做一下好吗？好，收割的时候如果下雨，这个是不好的事情。
It is not a good thing if there is rain and harvest.
所以我们的神透过撒母耳先知说，好，现在是收割麦子的时候了。
Our God said through Samuel that it is time for harvest.
理论上以正常的气候来讲是不会下雨的啦，因为神要让你们收割有好收成嘛。
So by right there should be no rain because God would want them to have good weather so they can have harvest.
那撒母耳说，我现在要向神祷告，求神从天上怎么样打雷降雨。
But Samuel said that he is going to pray to God so that there would be thunder and rain.
让你们知道说，你们这样子要脱离神的这个什么，神的治理，不愿意服在神的手下，这个是大罪，犯了大罪。
So that they would know that it is great wickedness that they had committed when they did not want to be under the rule of God.
所以亚当悖约告诉我们一个非常重要的讯息。
The important message that is given to us when Adam went against the covenant.
一个属神的百姓，如果他对这一本圣经神所告诉我们的话，我们不想去遵守。
Is if a person of God is unwilling to obey the commands in the Bible.
好像约翰福音第六章六十三节所说的。
Like in John chapter 6 verse 63.
我们的耶稣基督他说，他说叫人活着的是灵啊， 那我的话呢，就是灵，就是生命啊。
It is a spirit who gives life. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and life.
哦，那么他的意思就是说，当耶稣基督他复活以后啊。
What he means is after Jesus Christ resurrected.
耶稣基督他就成为一个赏赐生命的灵啊。
Jesus Christ became the spirit who gives life.
哦，好像哥林多前书十五章四十五节的经文。
Like in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 45.
说末后的亚当成了叫人活的灵、哦、
That the last Adam became a life-giving spirit、
哦、那么他的意思就是说、哦、这个耶稣基督他复活之后呢，这个耶稣基督本身他就是什么，他就是赏赐生命的灵、啊、英文是这样啊哦、末后的亚当讲耶稣基督他就是成了赏赐生命的灵了。
The last Adam, Jesus Christ, became a life-giving spirit.、哦、
那这个生命的灵、哦、是在他应许的话语里面，让他所讲的话到最后都会成为具体的实在。
So all of the words that he has spoken will become reality.、
哦、叫做耶稣说，那我的话就是灵，就是生命，主要是透过这个生命的灵所讲述出来的话。
So all of the words that were spoken.、
哦、那么它会变成是一个具体的 实在的
will,
具体的实现的。
Will become a concrete reality.、
哦、所以我们今天既然进入在神的救恩的这个国度里面。
Since we have entered into the salvation kingdom of God.、
哦、对我们一个属天国百姓的人来讲、哦、我们第一要注意的就是、哦、一定要在神的话语里面活出我们该有的生活行为。
As citizens of heaven, we need to make sure that we abide by the word of God in our lives.、
哦、所以我们不要好像亚当这样被约的了。
Let us not be like Adam and transgress against the covenant.
被约的就在我们的生活当中有太多诡诈的这种行为心思会一直不断的产生出来。
If we were to go against the covenant, then there will be many evil schemes that arise in our lives.
那么这个是我今天跟大家分享终极祸端的第一个祸端、
so、
第一个祸端事件。
Ultimate disaster that I'd like to、share with everybody.
我们礼拜五再来做第二部分的分享。
And we will share the second part on Friday.
一起来唱赞美诗358首。
Let us sing hymn 358.